The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
I said I want to hear you pray in tongues.
Lebelo suza hangra leke beteki za kotombra hakatiada lebalo kotolo kotolo bosida lakatala balakatala katala basanko ikebe kutu likane me kukumba hatakate atele kobo leke zakatembra kateko leke barateko boro kotolo kotolo kobo ipalataga balabasha.
You are not praying. I'm not starting until you pray. So the earlier you start praying, the better for you. I want to hear you pray in tongues.
Sister Lata Katakaba, Shetan Katikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikatikat Iabalatika de Cotoro was son of Cotoro Gobola, Diana Bastada, Legabateco, Ligabateco, Zizacamba, Lecotrombe, Keliate, Keleketia, Bacatala Catarabas, Lopparatea, Balacatea, Lagabalatea, Suzalegre, Piatolo Cotoro Cotoro, Piata Calegatara Catarabala Catarabara, Zizalabatocoro Cotorobosa.
We are still coming up.
Liga balakatekeria kataka daga balakataka sakata ikombra kevrake Lika brakam braka tenkle kekleko lukro prokorobo songo kotekeyaba zikabala katia te komba zikabala teya karabatongo kotono ikabala te kiatala kaba songo le kiatala kabala kabara zibale konze katia batogo lakatala kaba sikabara katala kaba sozo lokotolo batia te kabara takata zikale batize kotolo borotia degesh Zila la basata ki adegele katele katele bele kotoro kotoro bolo kotoro bosha. Eya baso sokoro boshika te ya basha. Iya rabasanta katia tengoro kotole biate ala kiata. Oh ziza la batia ne kombro kabata katia ne basha.
Come on, pray wherever you are. Ziza le katele kabesho kotoro 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 bolo kotoro bosha. I want to hear you pray wherever you are. Zizel never to go. Branhata kapia. Legata lekia basondo lokotolo biata kapia dalagabasha. Lekatinze kebrakate ke kurongro brante. Eke lekata. Zizel men lekata lekita lokotolo. Lebate ke kiatezo. Ikombe lekisa kate ke kikakoko. Leba legata.
Too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me.
You're too faithful to fail me.
Say you're too faithful to disappoint me.
You're too faithful to disappoint me.
Hey, you're proving
yourself in my life.
And I've come to realize.
You're too faithful to fail me.
You're too faithful to fail me.
Oh Lord, you're too faithful to disappoint me.
You're too faithful to disappoint.
Oh, you've proven yourself.
You've proven yourself in my life.
And I've come to realize.
You're too faithful to fail me.
Lord, you're too faithful to disappoint.
You're too faithful to disappoint.
Oh, you've proven yourself.
You've proven yourself in my life.
And I've come to be.
You're too committed to leave me.
Hey, you're too committed to leave me happy.
You're too consistent to leave me happy.
Oh, what you say, you always finish.
What you say, you always finish.
You're too faithful to tell me.
You're too faithful to tell me.
Oh, you're too faithful.
upon. Not so faithful to disappoint. You fool yourself, you fool yourself. Yourself in my love. And I've come to be your to bring. Not so faithful to disappoint.
Praise God. Praise God. Sit down. We have understanding by the Spirit of God. Our eyes are opened. Our eyes are open. We understand what we have in Christ Jesus. We are not confused. Praise God. First of all, I'll be talking to us on the work of faith. Before then, I want to appreciate my father in the Lord, Pastor Henry Oyedikachi, for the privilege. When you are clapping, I don't know what is with your generation. Talking about our pastor. Praise God. We thank God. And I want to appreciate him for this opportunity. Praise God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. I want you to do something for me. Follow me. I might be running, but follow me. Praise God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Open your Bible. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise God. Praise God. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we understand, I said I was talking to us on the work of faith. We understand that faith is not lacking in any believer. Let me make that clear. Faith is not lacking in any believer. Praise God. Praise God. At salvation, we received the faith of God. At salvation, we received the faith of God. So faith came into us at salvation. Praise God. That is why no believer lacks faith. Praise God. No believer lacks faith. The same way we receive righteousness, the same way that we are made holy on salvation, is the same way that we received faith on salvation. So if you see any believer praying to receive or to increase faith, or maybe to, you know, to add something to his faith, or maybe praying for God to increase his faith, is a very wrong prayer. God. Praise God. Come on, respond. Praise God. So the gospel did not just give us what to believe. What did you believe? We believe that Christ died for our sins, right? Right? So the gospel did not just give us what to believe. The gospel also imparts in us the faith to believe that. The faith to believe that. Praise God. That is when we say that whatever happened at salvation is nothing of you. It is God doing his work. It is God doing his work. The same way that we are declared righteous is the same way that we'll have a complete faith. Faith is what God does. Praise God. Praise God. Faith is what God does. And when he gave us that faith, he gave us a complete faith, a perfect faith. Ecclesiastes say that whatsoever that the Lord does, nothing can be what added to it, and nothing can be what removed from it. So we received the faith of God. So the believer should not pray to receive faith again. The believer should not pray for the faith to increase. Praise God. Faith is what he has received at salvation. He doesn't need to do anything to increase this faith. Praise God. He doesn't need to do anything to add to this faith. The faith is complete at salvation. So everybody sitting down here as a believer has the same amount of faith. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The same way that we have the same amount of righteousness, the same amount of holiness, is the same way we have the same amount of faith. So I don't have more faith than you. Praise God. Praise God. I don't have more faith than you. I will never have. Praise God. Excuse me. I will never have. Nobody will. All of us has the same kind of faith, the same amount of faith. Because at salvation, we receive this faith, right? Right? At salvation, we receive this faith. And we also saw that this faith is the faith of God. We see that in Galatians 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live not. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Look into your Bible. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of what? Of the Son of what? Are you there? I live by the faith of the Son of God. So we saw that it is not just ordinary faith. It's not even the faith to believe. Praise God. Praise God. It is the very faith of what? Of the Son of God. So what we have in us is the faith of God. The faith of God himself. The same way we have the righteousness of God in us is the same way we have the faith of God. He said, but I live by what? The faith of the Son of God. We see that also in Romans chapter 3 verse 22. Okay, let's go back to verse 16 of the same verse. Verse 16 said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of what? Jesus Christ. But by faith of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Okay, Romans chapter 3 verse 22. Romans chapter 3 verse 22. I'm trying to show us that what we have, nothing can be added to that. That is why when you see a believer not walking as he should, it doesn't mean that he's lacking faith. If you see a believer that is so full of doubt, it doesn't mean that he's lacking faith. Are you getting me? If you are full of doubt as a believer, it doesn't mean that you are lacking faith. The same way, if you are feeling unrighteous, it doesn't mean that you are not what righteous, right? Right? Our feelings does not validate what God has done in Christ. And I told you that it was out at salvation that we received this faith. Praise God. Romans 3 verse 22, he said, even the church of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. The same thing. Praise God. Praise God. So at salvation, we received the very faith of Jesus. We received the very faith of Jesus. The very faith of Jesus. So no believer is lacking faith. One bit. I want that to stay somewhere as we go. No believer is lacking faith. No believer is lacking faith. The same way that you cannot be more tomorrow because you prayed. It's the same way that even if you pray for 20 days or even if you fasted, your faith is not going to increase. Praise God. Your faith is not going to increase. So, like I wrote here, that you are not a man that is empty. Praise God. You are not a man that is empty. The real you is full of faith. Remember, Pastor told us that our feelings are not what? Ours. Praise God. Praise God. Our feelings are not real. So whenever you are feeling that I'm having doubt in me, no. The real you is full of faith. The real you is full of faith. You are not a man that is empty. Because at salvation, you receive the very faith of Jesus. At salvation, you receive the very faith of Jesus. And this faith is beyond what you feel. It's beyond what you feel. You don't need to feel it. Praise God. Praise God. It's beyond what you feel. It's all about what who you are. So I said faith doesn't need to grow. Faith does not need growth. Praise God. But you can grow in faith. I'm going to explain that. I said before that everything that the Lord does is perfect and complete. The same way righteousness is perfect and complete, right? And you cannot add to it. But we see, okay, let me use an example. All of us can work in miracles, right? All of us can work in miracles. But then we see some people working more than others. Praise God. Praise God. Now, what happens? What happens? One is now growing in the consciousness of what, of that thing that he has. That is the difference. All of us has what? The faith of Jesus. But then some people are now growing more in that consciousness that they are full of faith. Why some others are not? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, let's see Luke. Let's see the question. The disciples asked Jesus in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 5 to 6. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. As I told you before, that faith cannot be increased. But look at the question that they asked Jesus. He said, increase our faith. And we understand from verse 6 that Jesus did not actually answer the question. Praise God. Verse 6, and the Lord said, if you had a faith of a grain, a grain of mustard seed. Now, had means that is not the kind of faith they have. Praise God. Praise God. He's trying to tell them, even if your faith is little as a mustard seed, but we know that our faith is not little. Praise God. Our faith is not little. Because it is the faith of God. Because it is the faith of God. So he said, even if your faith is as what? The grain of what? A mustard seed. You might say unto this word, sycamore tree. So we understand that the believer does not even have the faith of what? Of a mustard seed. He has the faith of God. So he is not lacking faith. He doesn't have a little faith. Are you following me? Are you following me? He does not have a little faith. We see in Jude chapter 20, he said, building up yourself, as I told you. So who you are building up is you. You are not building the faith that you have. You are building yourself up in what? In that faith. Are you following me? So who you are building up, you are building your mind, you are building your consciousness to align to that faith that you've received as salvation. There is no how much you are going to pray to get a bigger faith. No. You are just praying. What prayer is going to do to you is that it will bring a consciousness to you that I have the faith of God and I can walk in that. It's not going to add another faith to you. No. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Okay. So we should grow. But then the issue is how? How can we build our consciousness to this? Praise God. Praise God. How? And it's a very bad thing, praise God, that we see believers only try to exercise faith in emergencies. Maybe when someone is sick, that is the only time you will have faith to do something. Praise God. Faith is not what we use in emergencies. Praise God. It's the same way that righteousness is not what you have pay time. You have it today and you don't have it tomorrow. No. So faith is not what we use only what on emergencies. Faith is our life. Is the lifestyle of what? Of the believer. Pastor told us that there are levels that you cannot cross in the natural without what? The supernatural being involved. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It is the believer's way of life. It is how we live. It is how we live. The just shall be the just shall live by faith. Praise God. And who is the just? Who is the just? The just is not the just is the believer. Praise God. The person that is righteous with what? We live by faith. So faith is our daily, is our thing, and it should be our daily living. It should not be when we want to like perform miracles and we now start praying for faith so that something will happen. No. Faith should be with us. Praise God. Praise God. It is our way of life. Praise God. It is our way of life. It is our way of life. Praise God. So I say one of the ways to know that you are living by faith, you know, Pastor said that when your life follows the natural order of life, it means that you are doomed. Praise God. Praise God. Our life should not follow the normal order of life. Let me use for example. You know, when Jesus walked on water, it would have been possible for him to wait in the morning and then the boat. Praise God. Praise God. But then he walked on water because he needed to do something. He needed to do something. When he needed money for something, he asked the disciples to go and collect money from what? The mouth of the fish, right? Now, that is what is not the natural order of life. If Jesus would have followed everything, would have just raised fund. Would have got to go fund and start raising fund. Praise God. But he did not do that. Because he knows the supernatural. He knows what he has. It's the same way that you are not meant to live naturally. Praise God. There is something you have that can defy order. That can defy how things should be moving. We say that, what's this popular thing people say, that grace does not recognize protocol. Praise God. Praise God. That is very true. You mustn't follow everything the same way they are doing. You can leap. Praise God. You can jump. You say, by my God, what? I have leaped a wall. You mustn't follow, is like they tell you, like you must bring this document, you must do this one, what's going to happen. No, you mustn't. You are not of this world, remember. You are not of God. So your life should not be controlled by sequence of how life should be. There must be something supernatural about your life. Something supernatural about your life. You finish school and you are sitting at home waiting for a job to come. So there is no direction again. You know, one of the most important things that we receive as we receive the Spirit of God is direction. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So there are directions in your spirit. You're not just an ordinary man that will just sit down and just allow things to just happen to you. You have the Spirit of God. Praise God. Praise God. So things don't just happen to you naturally. There must be something spectacular. There must be something spectacular. Praise God. There must be something spectacular. Praise God. The life of faith leaps. Leaps is you are jumping steps. You are jumping steps. The life of faith leaps. Praise God. It is a life ruled by the supernatural. It is a life ruled by the supernatural. It is a life ruled by the supernatural. Praise God. And some of these things cannot be understood. Does it make sense that a man will feed 5,000? Is it 5,000? Yes. With what? Maybe it's two fish, have it, two bread. Which one again? That thing used to confuse me very well. Any one of them is two, another one is five, right? Which one is two? Okay, fish. Fish. So fish is two. So it doesn't make sense that a man will use two fish. Fishes, there'll be fish. Which one? Whatever. Fishes and five loaves of bread to feed 5,000 people. Do you know, we can try to make it to make sense that it's possible though, that he can use that thing to do it. But what is now not possible is that there were 12 baskets. It doesn't make sense. In fact, if you bring two fishes and five loaves of bread, he can enter one basket now, is it not? And people ate from it, and it now entered 12 baskets. It doesn't make sense. If you try to reason it, you will run mad. In fact, people should be confused about how your life is going. They will be like, what is happening to you? Like, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Praise God. They should be confused about what's happening with you. Know this, you are not natural in any way. You are not natural in any way. The things that happen to you should be spiritual. In fact, supernatural encounters, what you call encounter, should not be encounter. It should be what you are living per day, per time. It should not be what happens to you once in a while. It should not be what happens to you once in a while. You know, the same way that you don't need to feel righteous to be righteous, is the same way that you don't need to be full of faith to walk in faith. Did you hear me? The same way that you don't need to feel righteous to be righteous, is the same way that you don't need to be full of, like, it's the same way that you don't need to feel that you are full of faith before you can walk in faith. Pastor told us that flashes of unbelief does not validate the miracle. It does not. Sarah laughed. It means that he doubted. Praise God. But he still had the miracle. So doubts, praise God, praise God. Doubts in your heart shouldn't just make you just feel, no, like I'm faithless. No, you are not faithless. You have the very faith of God in you. You have the very faith of God in you. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, so I say that the life of faith is very logical. It's not something that you can comprehend. It's not something that you can comprehend. People are going to do something. When did that thing happen, sir? Something happened in school. And I've forgotten what exactly. But I remember what the guy said. The guy called me. Something happened that was meant to... Something was meant to happen to me. Or maybe my course. But then it did not happen again. Praise God. So the guy now called me and said, is this not the same thing that happened to me that happened to you? And the guy was now asking me, how do you... I said, I don't know. I don't know. Praise God. Praise God. We are not meant to live in the natural order of life. The very fact that we are not of this world is even enough. It means that we know the future before it comes. Praise God. Praise God. So, I heard this from Pastor. From Pastor, he said that winning or losing, write it down, winning or losing on earth is depending on faith. Winning or losing on earth is depending on faith. It's depending on faith. You know, people People always, and I don't know why they do that, but they feel that they can, that God is not needed in their life. Praise God. They feel that they can achieve something in their life without the help of God. And it's very funny that when the forces that control this earth hit you, you will know that you need something. That is, you will bend. I used to imagine unbelievers when they have problem. Well, what do they like used to do? They used to cry. Should you know? They used to cry. You don't know. The unbeliever is without help. But you are not that. Because I just imagine me, if I have issues, I will pray. But unbelievers, if they have issues, what are they going to do? Like, oh, I make, but they will lie down on their bed and start crying. But you are not like that. You are not like that. You are not like that. Praise God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Okay, we've read that. Okay, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. The just shall live by faith. Okay. The just shall live by faith. I'm going to take us through a story. I believe it's short, but let us go to Numbers chapter 30. Numbers chapter 30. From 27. Are we there? Go there now. Let me tell you. Numbers chapter 13, verse 27. If you are not there, go there. Are we there? We're going to be going now. Now, this is, you remember the story of when they sent, let's say disciples, when they sent them, praise God, to go and do survey on the land. Now, I'm going to say this, faith does not mean that you are blinded about what the situation is happening around you. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? It does not mean that you are not even aware of things happening around you. Do you know that assuming you are sick and you are proclaiming this word for healing, you know that you are sick, or maybe you know. Praise God. That you have faith that you will be healed does not mean that the sickness is not doing you. It's doing you. You are down. You are lying down. Praise God. Praise God. So let's read that. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. So they brought something from where they came, right? Verse 28. He said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. Now, he's recognizing facts. Praise God. Praise God. And the cities are walled and are very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains and in the Canaanites, nights, dwell in the sea, praise God, and by the coast of Jordan. Now, verse 30. He said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. Now, Caleb was the one saying these things, though, right? He was fully aware of the situation. Now, Pastor told the story of someone that people came to kill him. They were pointing gun at him. You know, in this kind of situation, the best thing to do is to engage what? The supernatural. Because if you don't, they will shoot you and you will die. So what do you have to lose? Praise God. So the man was saying that he was afraid because he's gone. Have you seen God? Have you seen God? It's not moving. Have they carried gun and collected your gun before? Okay, so you've seen gun. So they pointed this gun at this man. This man knew one thing. He knew that last, they will still shoot me. So if I don't do anything, they will still shoot me. So he was aware that there was what bullet in the gun, and it can kill him. But that does not stop him from doing what, that this thing can also what not happen. Praise God. Now Caleb told them. He said he sealed the people before me. I said, let us go up.
So even that we are seeing that these people are what are giants, we will still what take over what that nation. That is the faith life. The faith life is going to speak even when every other thing is saying what negative. He was still going to speak. They have told you no, this thing cannot work here. You are not going to go back with that information. Who sent you? Who sent you? We have learned over the years to believe what God has said. We have learned over the years to believe what God has said. Pastor said that one thing that is important to do is to understand and be sure that this thing is God's will for you. And you will insist on it. No matter whoever that is saying no. Once I am sure that this is what God wants for my life, I am insisting on it. No other thing any other person is saying matters. If you say no, I know where to make you to say yes. He said that the hearts of men are what? Are in the Lord's hands. So that is, you should not be taking no for an answer. Just be sure that it's God that said it, that this thing will happen to you. This thing is yours. This thing is yours. And somebody born of a woman is telling you no. No. Learn to be stubborn on God's way for your life. Seriously be stubborn for it. Don't take no for an answer. Praise God. Praise God. So we are not blinded by the situations around us. But what it is that they don't matter? They don't matter. Even if you meet the whole lecturers in your school have come out and said they will deal with you, you are aware that this man is the dean, this one is this one, this one. But these things doesn't matter. Say the earth he has given to what? To the sons of men to rule. So I am aware that this is the man that is saying no. I am aware of his status. I am aware of everything that once he signs the signature, everything has closed. No. I will still not believe that. Because whose report would you believe? Whose report? Whose report? He said that God watches his word. Do you know what it means to watch his word? That God watches his word. That is, he will say something and he will monitor it. He will monitor it. Most times, in fact, every time in my life, I just want to be sure that this is what God wants for my life. And I will insist on it. No matter what happens, I will insist on it. Sarah said, Sarah judged him that has promised what faithful. He has judged him that was promised what faithful. Praise God. Praise God. So, I will show us how to walk. I'll show us how to walk in faith. Praise God. Romans chapter 10. I'll follow. Romans chapter 10. Verse 6. Oh, this thing I'm doing. Not being here somehow. Praise God. Said. That will help me. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Now, our faith is a speaking faith. Our faith is what? Is a speaking faith. Is a speaking faith. It's not a faith that keeps quiet. It's not a faith that keeps quiet. And one of the ways to build this consciousness, I'm not going to mention it, is by prayer. And prayer involves words. Involves words. There are issues in your life that you should not keep quiet about. Something is going wrong and you are just there. Uchechukume, shut up. Uchechuku is what? Do you know? Let me say this thing. Do you know that it is God's will that nobody will perish? Have you seen it in the Bible? Say, it is my will that what? No one would perish, but what? Everyone to what? Will receive what? Eternal life. Oh, do you know that people will still receive eternal life? Do you know? Do you know? The will of God is what you permit to. Praise God. Praise God. So it is God's will that everybody will be saved. But not if you don't, nobody is going to be saved. So don't sit down in misery. Who can question God? Shut up. Who can question God? You sat down in your room and allowed evil to happen. And you say, who can question God? That is how you now think that is is doing you. You are the one doing yourself. Men run this earth. You see this earth? Men run it. Men decide what happens here.
You know, I was speaking with someone one day, and the person was now saying that God cannot sit down on his throne and allow an evil somebody to be ruling over a state or a country. Not anybody evil. So, and I told him, it is men that elected these people. Either they rigged their way in, or men elected them. God has no hand, zero hand in what happens. Zero hand. So if you are sitting and then you are waiting for God to do something, God is waiting for you too. So if you are waiting for each other. Pastor said that when God gave us the ability to work miracles, that he has settled for life. He has settled us for life. Our faith is a speaking faith. So he said, speaketh on this wise. He said, say not in thy heart. So there are two speakings. Praise God. Praise God. The first one is in the heart. He says, say not what? In the heart. Say not in thy heart, who shall ask into the heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Verse 7. Or who shall descend into the deep? And verse 8, he said, but what saith, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth. Even in thy mouth. So there are two places of speaking. The first one is in the heart. And that is actually where the major work is. Because we see many people, they can talk out. They are just dogs. That is, they don't have weight. You know a cookie. You know a cookie is the one that backs mom. Have you seen that clip where a cookie and chicken were fighting? They are just talking. They are just talking. They don't have any weight. Their heart is saying this one and their mouth is saying the other one. Praise God. Praise God. So speak in your heart, then speak in your mouth. First of all, get your heart to stay on what God has said about you. That is why after you finish reading your Bible, you can stay one place and reflect. Even if it means mortar it. Mortar it until it enters. You see this word, that there is goodness in my path. I think it was recently that I started like reflecting on that word. There is goodness in my path. My heart has stayed on it. That even if I don't say it, there's a place of saying it, praise God. But even if I don't say it, my heart has been it has gummed on that particular word. So when God gives you a word, when there is a word spoken, stay on that word. Stay on that word. If you find that what God has said about your finance, said he will supply all our needs. There is a detail we are making. He will supply all. He did not say some more. He said all. So once I find out that God is going to supply all my needs, my heart will stay on it. How? I will keep on reading it. I will keep on reading it. I will keep on reading it. Praise God. So speaking in the heart and speaking in the mouth, they must agree. If they don't agree, you will have issues of doubt. Praise God. As you mean saying something, but then in your mind you'll be like, yeah, I'm the queen of Israel. You shouldn't. First of all, work on your mind. Let your mind stay on what God has said. Let your mind stay on what God has said. Faith begins in the heart. Faith begins in the heart. Faith begins in the heart. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Say, I say unto you that whatsoever shall say, say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And shall not doubt in his heart. Praise God. So your heart has to first of all believe that thing that the Lord has said. Your heart has to what? First of all, believe it. Believe it beyond doubt.
Beyond that, if someone suggesting something, they say no. This is where I stand. Believe it like you believe the gospel. Say, this is where I stand. I stand that God is going to prosper me. So whatever that is coming my way, even if I stop saying it, but my heart is still steady on it. God is going to prosper me. My heart will stay on it. God will prosper me. God will prosper me. And you know, there is a time your heart is going to stay on it that you start. I was screaming on it. God will prosper me. Because you are talking from somewhere. Your heart is already on God's plan. Say, God will prosper me. Praise God. God will prosper me. So, what we call confessions, or what we call confessing, is what is agreeing with your heart. Confess, like the word confession is homologio. Homologio, yes. Homo means same. Logo is logos. Praise God. Meaning what? Like it's pattern. Praise God. Confessing is let your mouth say the same thing that your heart has been saying. That is confessing. Confessing is not saying God will prosper me. While in your heart, you don't even believe that God cares about your needs. It cannot happen. No. It cannot happen. Praise God. It cannot happen. Cannot happen. So we say the same thing that our heart has been saying, and we insist on it. And we insist on it. This life is spiritual, and then we fight with our words. We fight with our words. Someone has told you this thing is not doable. Say, eh? No, it's not with me. When I am consigned, impossibilities changes and becomes possible. When I am consigned. Because I know. So the first work, W-O-R-K, that you have to do is in your heart, is in your mind. Let your mind know and understand what God has for you. Let your mind know and understand what God has for you. Believe it with everything that you can. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. So, an unrenewed mind is the first hindrance to walking in faith. An unrenewed mind is the first hindrance to walking in faith. So, your mind must be first established on God's word. Your mind has to be what? Established on what God has said. You know, God has promised to you. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, respond. Praise God. God has promised to help you. Your mind should stay on that. Your mind should stay on that. Even if it means listening to tapes, your mind should stay on that. God has promised to help me. Praise God. God has promised to help me. So, two things to establish your heart on, then we'll start praying. Two things to establish your heart on. First of all, is the character of God and the will of God. I'll be saying both of them together. First of all, it was the character of God and the will of God. Many people are living a wretched life, miserable life, because they don't even understand who they serve. You know, it takes knowledge of someone to ask that person for something. If I don't know you, I cannot just meet you on Facebook, praise God, and just come in and say, you have 2K, I need an 100 2K, praise God. I cannot tell that into you. I can tell it to someone I know. So, and someone I know and understand that he has the money, please don't be asking people money that they don't have. He's not believing in the person. You are not believing in anybody. You see someone and be asking the person 200K. So, well, thank you for believing in me that I have the right of God. Praise God. So, as I was saying, what was I saying? So, you should know the person, that the person has the ability to give you what 2K. And we know that God, praise God, God is our Father. Praise God. He has everything, right? 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 So, understand that the person has the ability to give you 2K. And also understand the person will give you that 2K if you ask for it. Because people have and they cannot give. But our God is not like that. Our God is not like that. So understand the character of God. If you believe that God is doing you, you will not have the faith or even the mind to ask him to stop. Assuming if you believe that it's God that is giving you sickness to punish you because you sinned, how will you be praying for God to heal you? You will not, because you believe that it's God that is doing you. Not God that is doing you. The mosquito that is doing you. Praise God. Praise God. See, those that know their God, see, they will be strong and they will do exploits. Who is even God? Wait, who is God again? Who is God? I think it was Zoe last day that pastor said that the person that you call the God of this universe is my father. The person you refer to as the God of this universe is the person I call my father. And Jesus said that even your earthly parents, that they will not withhold something from you if he asks them. And that's it. How much more God in heaven? How much more God in heaven? Praise God. So understand the character of God. Understand that God supports you. Pastor Mona said this yesterday. Understand that God supports you. That God is with you. That God is with you. Praise God. Understand that the Lord supports you. Hallelujah. So faith begins with understanding first. Understanding that this is God, this is my father. And I cannot get a no for an answer. I cannot. Anything I've asked my earthly parents that they did not is because they don't have it. But once they have it, you know me now. Yeah, you know me. They will give me. Imagine God. Do you know what it means? You know, God said that the head in our head are numbered. Pay close attention. He did not say that they are counted. He said they are numbered. Meaning that one pulls off. He said number 23 pulls off. It is how much more God is interested in you. He said the very head, they are numbered. God is my father. I will never beg for bread. God is my father. So understand first of all that God wants good for you. Understand the will of God for you and insist on it. I told you before that the only issue is be sure that this is what God wants. Whenever you find that this is what God wants for me, insist on it. Be stubborn on God's will for your life. Insist on it. You don't take no for an answer. God has told you, go this place and then I will prosper you there. And you go there and it's looking like this and all. No. You don't just, you know, go back and start crying and say, never. See, God cannot bring you out on a journey. He first of all showed us this in salvation. When he saved us, he did not leave us like that. He gave us his spirit. It's the same way that he cannot bring you out on something and leave you stranded. No. God is not like that. God is not like that. For every word that he has promised, for every word that he has said, he monitors it. He monitors it. Monitors it. Praise God. So you must change your mindset about the character of God. God is not a tyrant, though. When Pastor Mona was talking about taking sides with God, and he said something about prayer, and she mentioned something about that prayer is communication, right? When I was sitting down, I was thinking, you know what is a communication? Not hold without an understanding. Praise God. If we are shouting at each other, we are not communicating. Maybe you know, we are vexing. There is no understanding. But communication was beyond understanding. It's not like, God, this is what I want. God say, okay, you want this. See, it is on that. There is understanding in that. There is understanding in that. know God's will. Know the will of God for you. And when you know it, insist on it. Insist on it. Even when it's not working, stay there. Stay there. Stay with God. Since God has said it, stay there. Since God has said it, stay there. God can never tell you a no. He can never say no to this. No. No. Praise God. We'll pray. We'll pray. We are not helpless. I have seen how helpless a man without the Spirit of God can be. I've seen it. Have seen how helpless. But we are not that. We are not. We have the very faith of God. The very faith of God. The same way we have the very God's righteousness is the same way that we have the very faith of God. Praise God. So constantly expose your mind. I told you before, constantly expose your mind. Faith begins in the mind. Constantly expose your mind to what God has said. He has said he will prosper me. He will go before me. I keep at it. I stay on it. I stay on it. I stay on it. There is nothing that is called impossibilities. It does not exist. It does not. If it does, you let it. It does not exist. It does not exist. So stretch your faith. Stay on God's word. Stay on the will of God. He has said he will do this. Even when everything happening around me is saying otherwise, whose report am I believing again? The Lord has said this. The Lord has said this. That is the only thing you need. What gives us confidence to preach the gospel? He said, go. For I will be with you, even to the end of the... That alone gives us what confidence for to preach the gospel. Everyone does that. So once God has said that he's going to be with you, he will be with you. He will be with you. So stretch your faith on God's word. Stretch your faith on what God has said. Stay on it. Stay on it. And you do this consciously. Praise God. You do this consciously. Subject your mind to what God has said. Let's see James chapter 1, verse 24. James 1 verse 24. He said, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightforward forgetteth woman of man he was. What happened? Verse 25. He said, but whoso looketh into the law of liberty and continueth therein, that's the word I'm looking for, and continueth therein. I used my confession as my alarm and wake up. Do you know what that thing does to me? Every morning, I am aware of what God has said. Every morning, there is safety on my borders. Do you know, there is no way I'll be traveling anytime, any day, and I will have any flash of accident in my head. It cannot happen. Because I know that the Lord has said he will keep me. Because I've stayed on it every morning. There is safety on my borders. I still don't need any money. So I am convinced my heart is made strong that nothing will happen. I thought that was something. I thought that, see, there is nobody on this earth can use jazz on me and it will happen. It cannot. It cannot. It's not this village witch. Me. Cannot. Who burned the charm? It cannot. So there are words that you should stay on. There are words that you should not let go out of your mouth. You keep confessing it. The Lord is my helper. You keep saying it. Ah, we learn from the best. How does God create? He said he calls things that be not as though they were. That is how we do our own. I lay up gold like dust. You call things that be not as though they were. That is the kind of faith. Our faith speaks. Our faith speaks. I will eat of the finest of wheat. Our faith speaks. Our faith speaks. Our faith speaks. Again, in much prayers. Praise God. In much prayers. Yeah. Prayer. Is it prayer? Leave matter. Leave matter. There is nothing that you sat down to pray for, that will remain the same. Nothing. 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 In much prayers, you insist. See, this is the one I want. I am insisting on it. You pace around. You speak. This is the one I want. This is the one I want. You can stretch. Do you know that there is how much you will pray? It will do you to run out of the seat and start raising people. Oh, yeah. Stand up, stand up. Prayer. Do you know what prayer does? It makes everything about you aware of what you have. That is, everything becomes possible in your eyes again. Everything becomes possible in your eyes again. A document is missing, and you are still saying, hey, carelessness. Even if it's carelessness. Even if do you know that psalm that says, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, nobody took you there. He said, even though I walk, so I purposely stepped my foot on the wrong place. He said, see, God, we will never leave you stranded. Even if you are the one that carried the whole Yemayama on your head, he is still responsible for you. He is still responsible. So you walk in that way. You speak God's word. You speak God's word and insist on it. God has told you that the year runs out. You count your money in millions. And now it's $185 in your account. I'm speaking from experience. So, you know what to do. Say those things that God has said. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. There is no impossibilities for the man that knows what God has said about his life. There is none. We'll be praying today. You see those things that God has said in January? And you've not seen them. We'll be praying today. God has promised he will never fail. He will never fail. He will never fail. The one that his name is forever, he will never fail. He will never fail. Praise God. He will never fail. Jude chapter 20. He will never fail. We know that place, right? So praying is agreeing with what God has said. Praying is agreeing with what God has said about you. It is dependency on God's word. God has said this. I am staying on it. I am insisting on it in much prayers. You cannot present God's word to him and he will say no. Once God has said it, confess it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Learn to talk. You are not dumb. Praise God. The issues of this life can never, will never, have not, and will not overwhelm the man that has a tongue. You have mouth. Talk. Say, devil, not this one. Talk. Thank you. make what will make a man to tell people to go and open fish mouth. You know fish mouth, mouth of the fish. To go and open mouth, fish mouth, and bring that money. Who put the money there? How are you sure that the fish that you will collect is the one that Jesus was talking about? Do you know what Peter said? Maybe it's Peter that said. When Jesus told him to come, and he went, he was not going because the water was not even full. The water was like river, was doing like river. But he was going because Jesus has told him to come. He was walking on board on the words of Jesus. He said, come. I don't know if I'm going to go. But he was walking on God's word. He has believed the word of God. And he walked on water. Pastor said, walk on that water. Say, you will not sink. Say, even if you do, he will pull you up. Even if you do. Even if he will pull you up. So learn to talk. The faith that we have received is a speaking faith. The Lord will prosper me. There is goodness in my path. It's a speaking faith. Don't sit down. If you allow the devil, he will use you and dump you. You don't have to use you and dump you. He will use you and dump you. You have your word. Speak. Don't keep quiet and things are going wrong. No. The very faith we have is what is the faith of God. You insist and say, nothing dies in my hands. This nothing dies in my hands. Some words we've known. You know, it's not this is not saying that thing that has been long. But have it actually entered your head that nothing can die on my hands? Nothing. Nothing. Insist on it. It is living in faith that we understand how to live in the supernatural. Because everything about you at that point in time is no longer natural. It's no longer following pattern is meant to follow. You say that this year team is lips. Lips is what? You know, lips is jumping. You know, that's shum, praise God. I insist on God's plan for my life. I know first of all God's will, and I am insisting on it. Pray in tongues wherever you are. I am insisting on God's will for my life. God has said he will prosper me. God has said he will do this. God has promised this. He will never fail. The song we sang, he said, God has promised he will never fail. So we follow. You can never be stranded when you follow God's word. When God has said this thing will happen, follow it. Put your head. They say don't put all your eggs in one basket. In God's word, all my eggs are in one basket. Everything. In God's word, he has said this. I am choking my head in it. Those things that the Lord has said. Insist on it. I cannot be alive and in a place and something is going wrong. Now, no. I have mouth. I have mouth. I will speak. I don't hear you pray. I'm insisting on God's will for my life. I'm insisting on God's will for my life. I'm insisting that there is goodness in my path. Hey, I'm insisting that nothing will die in my hands. I'm insisting that I lay up gold like dust. Hey,
God has said he has given me this one. I am staying with it. God has said he has given me this state. I am staying with it. God has said he has given me this territory. I am staying with it. No matter what comes my way, I am staying in God's word. No matter what comes my way, I am staying in God's word. And I will keep saying it. He said, ask of me and I will give you the nations as an inheritance. I am staying with it. Hey, there is no fear here. There is no fear here. I stand on God's word. God's word is God's integrity. I stand on it. He will not say a thing and do another. He said his words is not yea and amen. God is not doubling words. When he said something, he meant it. And he's staying with it with you. So I have decided to stay on what God has said about my life. He said his word is not yea and nay. God is not confused when he said he goes to bless you. God is not confused when he said that your feet will run with fire. He was not confused. He was not confused. We settle issues from here. We settle issues from here. God has said he's going to walk this way and he's walking that way. Pray. With your words, things are made right. With my words, situations turn around for my good. I am in charge here. Because I can talk, I am in charge. Because I can speak God's word, I am in charge. I am in charge. I am in charge. Because God has said it, I am insisting with it. I am staying with God on this one. He will not break me out. He will not break me out and leave me stranded. No. God cannot do that. It is not in his nature. He must surely come through. He must surely come through for me. God must surely come through for me. I have all that I want. I have all that I want. He said, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. No, 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 no. I will not be forsaken. He said, I will be with you throughout the end of time. I will be with you throughout the end of time. That is God's word. 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 He has given me this territory. I am staying with it. He has given me this state. I am staying with it. This is God's word. He has promised he will never fail. He has promised he will never fail. He has promised he will never fail. Come on, pray. Like a vecchia, take a leg at the other, like a telecat, like a washa. Eke little crumbe, take a tezek at the other. Susan, like a take a belecatia, like a tolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotolocotoloc Things are turning around for your good. There is an orchestration by the Spirit. Things are turning around for your good. Nothing is where I'm in charge. Nothing. Nothing.
nothing. So far I can talk. So far I can talk. So far I can speak God's word. So far I can speak God's word. So far I can speak God's word. I am insisting on what God has said. Your faith is not small. Your faith is not small. Your faith is not small. Say, even if it has, it is as small as a mustard seed. Remember, it is not small. But he said, even if it's small, he said, you shall say to this mountain. You shall say to this mountain. Even that faith you are seeing like a small faith, you shall say to this mountain. But we have the faith of God. He said, what is too hard for the Lord to do?
Hey.
Say, for which man is impossible, but not the man that has the Spirit of God in him. Which man is impossible, but not for the man that has the Spirit of God in him. We leave impossibilities, we make them plain. Impossibilities, we leave it out. We leave it out. Leave it out. We leave it out. Let me hear you pray. I will insist on what God has said. I will insist on what God has said. I will insist on what God has said. Oh. God has said he will bless me. I will insist on it. God has said he will bless me. I will insist on it. 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 God has said he is my helper. God has said he is my helper. I will insist on it. I will insist on it.
Hey.
It is in God's word that we can go to any length. In God's word, we can go any length. In God's word, we can go any length. In God's word, in the things that the Lord has said about me, I can go any mile for it. Because I know that he that called me is faithful. 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 I am insisting on God's will. I am insisting on God's will. He that called me is faithful. He that called me is faithful. I am insisting on God's will. I'm insisting on God's will. Hey, I am insisting on God's will. I am insisting on God's will. There is no doubt here. 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 God has said he will see. God has said he will see me through. I will walk on that word. I will walk on that word. God said he will see me through.
I will walk on that word. I will walk on that word. God will help you. God is my helper. Walking with God on His word. I am walking with God on His word. We are receiving answers this night. We are receiving answers this night. We are receiving answers this night. We are receiving answers. Direction is given. 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 Say, He will tell you which way to go, whether to turn to your left or to your right. Accurate direction is given. Accurate direction is given. Accurate direction is given. God is with you. 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 Like a mighty and a terrible one, God is with you. Said, I am with you like a mighty and a terrible one. God is with you. God is with you. Like a mighty and a terrible one, God is with you. God is with you.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.